work globally as a speaker, retreat facilitator, medium, and mentor. My mission is to awaken and realign you back to your magnificence, your power, and infinite potential. As the founder of the Rise with Love philosophy, I'm honored to share wisdom that will create the expansion of joy, abundance, love, and freedom to flow into your life. If you're ready, I want to hear you say yes, because the most wonderful things will unfold for you when you embark on the journey to rise with love. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to a new episode for your soulful journey. What a gift it is to be able to have this physical existence here on Earth. It amazes me just how much this ball of matter provides us with the perfect space to create whatever our imaginations allow. I really do feel that the more we rise with love, the more we can feel into the gratitude for having the privilege to be here and to be able to create new experiences, which ultimately allows us to heal or to evolve. Sometimes I forget just how much of an incredible opportunity we have being here in this very moment. And one thought, you could change the trajectory of the world. And so I hope that the more you align with who you are, the more that trajectory is of peace, joy, abundance, freedom, and of course, love. So as always, I want to start off by saying that there is so much love here for you. And I mean this from myself, the collective consciousness that is also rising with love, and the universe. In today's conversation, I want to dive in and remind you of how powerful you truly are. My hope is that this will reignite a spark in you to fully make something of yourself in your life. I really believe that it is your duty to make this life count. And because you have free will, this lifetime is ultimately what you decide to do with it. It's not on anyone else or the universe what happens to you. And we have to begin to realize that we are so much more in the driver's seat than we give ourselves credit for. Most of us give our power away, sometimes intentionally or other times without realizing that we have done so. Some people even choose to believe that they have no power. They are powerless, and that only a chosen few actually get to live their dream lives. And that is potentially one of the biggest lies and stories we are being sold to every single day. We are always bombarded with the next new model of phone, car, house, fitness, belief, and so on we now need to have in order to stay in the game of life. And these are distractions, taking away our attention from what is true and what is real. And that is that you are not defined by what you have. You are not more powerful because you have the latest iPhone compared to someone who is homeless. Power isn't in what we have. It's in who we are. I want you to take a moment and tune in and check in on yourself. Do you consider yourself powerful? What's that initial reaction? Are you wanting to say yes, but contradict yourself as to why? Or do you feel that you have no power right now? Whatever your answer is, know that you're listening to this for a reason. And this isn't about judging yourself. It's about becoming aware and awakened to how you perceive yourself and the world you live in. You know the saying, right? Knowledge is power. And the more you know yourself, the more powerful you become. Hence, all the distractions in your life that are taking you away from getting to know the real you. How many times a day are you feeling unworthy, undeserving, unpopular, unloved, ashamed, guilty, and all the other things? Because you know you now need to add to the credit card debt to get the car fixed. You aren't married with 2.5 kids, or you have been at your job for 10 years and still haven't worked your way up the ladder, or you're still renting and haven't bought your first home and you're nearly 40. You get the idea. All day long, these distractions are being programmed into you to feel disconnected from yourself Because when you feel all these crappy feelings, you give away the most precious thing that you have, and that is your power. Well, there's a myth in that too. Because you aren't actually giving your power away, it isn't something that can tangibly be taken away from you, but you can be made to believe that it is. And so that becomes your reality. You see, once you're disconnected from who you are in your true essence, which is pure unconditional love, a powerful being full of infinite potential, then you pretty much become a puppet to the puppeteer's wishes, and you wouldn't even realize it because all these distractions have made you believe that you need this external thing to be happy or fulfilled or part of the ones that are successful at life. And I know that you want to be like, I ain't no puppet, Melissa. And trust me, I know you're not. But we all are until we awaken to this truth that we are a powerful being with infinite potential that derives from an abundant universe. It kind of gets you in the gut, right? You might feel triggered or defensive about this. And good. If you are, I'm glad, because you need to be. This is part of your awakening. So, a huge welcome to you. You've made it. This is the first step, and you have cut one of your puppet strings off, and that is powerful in itself. I really wish you could see how incredible you are and how much potential really exists inside of you. That's why I'm so passionate about being a medium and soulful alignment mentor. I love my work and the transformations that occur for you. I love being able to awaken you to your magnificence, connect you to your power, and assist you to rise into your full potential. To me, we all came here to experience the freedom in co-creating our lives. And if I can remind you of your free will, and you get to feel into that, then I know you'll fulfill your soul's purpose and live an extraordinary life. And when you live an extraordinary life, you create more and more abundant opportunities for the current and future generations to experience this too. We all have our part to play in the expansion, evolution, and enlightenment of this planet. And if we do so, coming from that place of love, then we will bring in more of that joy, beauty, harmony, peace, and freedom we all want to experience. And that is what Rising with Love is all about. Before you come into your physical existence here on Earth, you can choose to be many varying roles as part of your soul's purpose. You could choose to be such things as a healer, a guardian, a creator, or a teacher. Then you'll choose in which fields of life you'll embody that role. For me, I chose to be a teacher, and my field is spirituality. I could have chosen to be a teacher in the field of construction, or a teacher in the field of science, especially petrology, which is the study of rocks. Maybe you've chosen to be a healer, and being a mum will heal generational trauma. Or maybe you are an art therapist assisting rehab patients. As a creator, maybe you are someone who is here to bring in a new language, or maybe you're here to bring in some new technology. You see, the possibilities of how we embody our roles is only limited to our creativity. And this is why, as a soulful alignment mentor, I love connecting you to your soul's purpose. Remember how knowledge is powerful, right? Well, knowing why you came here to Earth is kind of a big deal, and the whole reason that you came here. And yes, there's all these distractions in the way to divert you from fulfilling your soul's purpose, because there's so much power in what you can create in the expansion and evolution of mankind. You have chosen your role for a very specific reason and how you want to karmically be of service to the planet. Your past lives will play a part in that, as well as the current situation that is happening in the planet at the time of your incarnation. And if you don't fulfill your soul's purpose, well, it gets lost forever. And the planet and mankind won't benefit from what you had to bring. And well, The result of that is the enslavement of mankind continues. We might not look like slaves, but we sure act like them when we have given our power away. You know, what are you really chasing? Working your ass off in that 9-to-5 so you can spend the rest of your life paying off a mortgage that is out of your reach? Whatever the story is for you, if you don't know and embody how powerful you are as a being, then you're part of the enslavement of mankind. The sad thing is, most people won't even know that they have lived their life as a puppet because it's so well done. And this is why, as a collective, we've got to stop buying into the lie and rise with love. No one owns you. No one has power over you. It doesn't matter what you think the reality of that is. This is now your new reality. The bank doesn't own you. The government doesn't own you. Hot damn, your parents don't even own you. You own you. You are your own source of power. No one is in control of you. Don't let yourself buy into that belief. You have free will. We all have free will. It's one of the terms and conditions per se about coming to Earth and experiencing life on this physical realm. So yeah, of course with your free will, you can totally decide to live a life in that lane of unfulfilled struggle, or you can choose to live a life aligned to your soul's purpose and the abundance in which you come from. No one has more free will than anyone else. Just the same as no one has more power than anyone else. Just the same as no one is better than anyone else. You get where I'm going with this, right? We have to stop putting people on a pedestal and making ourselves feel inferior, because we all have the exact same free will and the choice of how we choose to use it. If knowledge is power, then the greatest thing you can do is know yourself. Understanding you are more spirit than you are body is a pretty big part of that. And oh boy, a great job has been made into putting fear into us that exploring our spirituality is bad, woo-woo, or crazy. And that's why we felt this disconnect, because it's kind of frowned upon to go soul searching. Now, yes, it has gotten so much better, and the era of lightworkers that emerged in 2012 have been a big part of bringing in spirituality to the masses. You're not exactly going to be drowned or burnt to the stake anymore for going to have a reading at the local spiritual fair, or it's kind of normal to meditate daily now, and so on. You no longer need to come and have a session with me in my basement and lie about your whereabouts like your grandparents would have had to do. It's becoming mainstream, but it's still at a very limited level, and this is why you taking the time to get to know you is where the true power in the world truly lies. We can throw words around like mindfulness, law of attraction, and those are conversations you can have with people without too much of the side eyes of you're a tree-hugging freak. By the way, I think that hugging a tree can do wonders in recharging and cleansing your energy. So to me, it's a form of healing from nature. I have friends who can pull out oracle cards and give colleagues mini readings, and nothing much is thought about that and being an evil thing to do. In fact, it's kind of cool. We've come a long way, and this needs to be commended. As a collective, we've done pretty good with our efforts, but we're still not where we need to be to experience this freedom. This is why I hope you won't waste this incarnation being a puppet. That somehow all the stars have aligned to make you realize that you've had the power all along, and it's now up to you to use it for your greater good and the greater good of mankind. And you do that by fulfilling your soul's purpose. Your soul's purpose is who you are. And the more you delve into bringing your soul's purpose as part of your life, the more and more you will experience abundance. Your soul's purpose is what lights you up. It's that thing inside of you that makes you fight for your beliefs, your rights, your freedom, and your power. It's that part of you that makes you hope, whether that's for a better tomorrow for yourself or for a collective group. I really wish there was a curriculum in the schooling system that allowed for soul and purpose discovery. We'd live our lives so much more fulfilled and so much less empty. Maybe you are the person that will bring this to the world. Embodying and living your purpose is your ultimate source of power. No matter how it's spun, you cannot buy power. No amount of money in that job you dislike is going to make you feel powerful. Even as the big boss, if it's not your purpose to lead a corporation, then reaching that distraction that you're being sold with more added dollar signs to your paycheck is never going to make you feel that freedom you are longing for. And this could be in anything. You might be staying in your relationship in the hope that one day your partner will marry you, and being married to them will make you feel powerful. You could be volunteering at a rest home, and even though you feel like you should do some acts of service because your parents were avid volunteers, doesn't mean that you giving up your time is going to make you feel powerful too. You've got to be in alignment with the thing that is your thing, not the things that everyone else seems to want you to be aligned with or what others are telling you that you should be aligned with. That will only create a lifetime of disappointment, disconnection, and a waste of your precious incarnation this lifetime. You know, I've fallen trapped to this too. I'm in no way immune to these distractions because I'm a spiritual teacher. Yes, I felt powerless and that my freedom was taken away from me. So I know what it feels like and the effort and dedication that it takes to see things beyond the illusion that we are being presented with. I don't always get it right, but I feel these days I get it more right than I get it wrong. I make a conscious effort to get to know me in every way possible. I'm not afraid to get real with myself and bring up to the surface what needs to be healed and then actually do what it takes to heal it. This might be something I can do myself through meditation and EFT, which is a form of tapping on pressure points. Or I might need to seek the assistance of a holistic practitioner, such as a Reiki healer, a past life regressionist, a medium, and so on. When I feel triggered by something, I do my best to understand why it's made me feel angry, jealous, or stubborn, upset, unworthy, and all those other things. It might take me a moment to work past it, or it may take years because it might be deeply rooted. But I chip away at the layers until it's no longer something that holds me back. I promise you, it's worth doing. Even if it feels uncomfortable and you're afraid of what you might uncover, you'll be so much better off than continuing to be a puppet on someone else's desires. Most of the time, it's actually painless because all you need to do is forgive. Forgiveness really does set us free. So you can use the Ho'oponopono mantra of, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, and thank you. And just keep doing that until you feel it's dissolved. This is how you connect to your power. There are no magic pills, shortcuts, or magic wands, but it also doesn't have to be hard. As human beings, we like to overcomplicate things when sometimes it really does happen with ease. It's like the distractions have made us feel that in order to feel like we've earned it or that it means something, it had to be hard, a struggle and a challenge to get there. Yes, it might take mind over matter and you will have to dig deep, but it doesn't have to be a hard road to get there. Forgiving and letting go with love is usually what you need to do. You just have to know what and who you are forgiving and have to keep doing this until you really feel like there's no more need for that forgiveness. It's that cycle of heal, grow, rise, repeat. And the more you do this, the more puppet strings you will cut off. Until one day, you look in the mirror and you have this feeling of, oh hi, there you are, and you feel invincible. You go to the beat of your heart, your soul's calling, to your bliss rather than what's being presented to you trying to get you distracted from your powerful self. Being powerful is a good thing. It's not about being powerful for world domination. Being powerful is about being you and not bending to fit into someone else's expectation or reality. When you're authentic to you, you are at your most powerful. And that is how you make this world a better place. By being you and following your soul's calling, you'll find all the power you will ever need this lifetime. As my wonderful coach Susan Adams reminds me, Melissa, get into your heart and out of your head. I love when she reminds me that who I am is not defined by anyone else but myself. When you live your life from your heart, you see the infinite possibilities, even when you might want to let your head tell you otherwise. Life is always working out for me is your mantra. I spend time with my mentoring clients or any of my students, really assisting them to connect to that power inside of them. And that's their heart. Your heart holds the answer to what's holding you back and what's going to help you rise. Getting into your heart and being aligned with your truth of yourself is your soul's purpose this lifetime. No one is you, and that's very powerful in itself. You are an original. Your existence this lifetime is to fall in love with you and radiate that love out into the world. That's it. Pretty simple, right? I really want to save you the hassle of working out that in the end, you are the perfect creation. You are the masterpiece. You are the bestseller. You are the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. You are one of the most wonderful wonders of this earth. This is why I love working as a soulful alignment mentor. It encompasses all of what I love and all my skills in the perfect package, and it took me a few years to feel ready to step into this much greater role. I enjoy doing one-off sessions, but that doesn't light a fire inside of me anymore like it does when I get to work with my clients regularly through my mentoring soulful alignment packages, which is a great place to start. I want to be in your corner, cheering you on, keeping you on the path of your soul's purpose so that it unfolds with abundance for you. I am committed to seeing you bring that unique piece of the puzzle that only you have to make this world a better place. I also have my live and online program Aligned, which is such a great complementary part of your soulful alignment journey. The support of a group going through this same experience is powerful. And you know me, I'm all about connecting to your power because only then can you truly live an extraordinary life. The program Aligned is something I wish I'd had in the beginning of my soulful journey. It's a program I hope one day can be modified and brought into the school curriculum. Maybe when you've done it, it might spark that in you and you'll be the one to bring the change in the schooling system that is currently needed. I know that anyone who goes through the Aligned program no longer feels powerless and instead feels a newfound sense of hope and freedom. And that is what I live and breathe for. I love getting to show you who you are, choosing a life that you truly desire, moving out of what you perceive to be your reality and into your true destiny. Remember how knowledge is power? I'll keep saying it over and over and over again that knowing who you are, knowing what you came here to do, and living a life authentically in that way makes you the most powerful version of you. And I want my work, my soul's purpose, to reflect that in all the people who get to be empowered with my work in some way. I had a dear friend who gave me a beautiful channeled reading from a few different realms of the cosmos, and it kept coming up time and time again that I fought to come here on Earth. Now, I don't know whose butt I had to kick to be here, but I guess that's why I have this desire to truly help humanity. I've always felt the weight of the world on my shoulders because I really needed to come here in this particular time of our planet's existence. There are no coincidences in life, and so it's my mission to go all in and do what I can to see you fulfill your soul's purpose and live an extraordinary life. So I ask you, not to play small to please the limited belief of those around you. Don't buy into the fear being instilled in you to give up on yourself and the hope of a great future. Your power cannot be taken away from you. I will not give up on you. Do you hear me? I believe in you. And I'll do whatever I can to remind you of who you truly are, what you are worthy of, and the privilege of this incredible human experience. I fought to be here. I fought for you. I'm here to remind you of how to rise with love so that you can live your incredible life. Every day is a clean slate, a blank canvas, and you can and will be the master of your own fate. No one else gets to choose what you become or what happens to you but you. I'm here not only to remind you of that, but also to ensure that you embody it. I'm glad I fought to be here. It is my greatest honor to have chosen to serve you and humanity. It's time for you to stand in your power and rise into your infinite potential. Thank you for joining me and being an inspiration for this conversation. I hope it truly serves you and the people that you love. Remember to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with anyone you feel would also benefit from hearing this message. I love seeing how far and wide you are spreading the Rise with Love philosophy, and I am so eternally grateful. To work with me as a client, take part in my classes or events, and see what other cool stuff I have for you, head over to my website, melissamills.co.nz. Until next time, peace, love, and blessings, Melissa.